I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's a snap. Hold is down. Kick is blocked. The field goal is blocked. Hancock goes to scoop it up, and he's got it at the 39-yard line. What a play by the Bills. Greg Rousseau appears to be the guy that got in there and blocked the field goal.
One of the highlights for the Bills last night, Greg Rousseau's blocked field goal. Man, there you go. I mean, how many field goals have we seen blocked this year? Extra points, field goals, lots of blocked kicks in the league this year. Would have been nice to get a miss or a block on the final field goal the Falcons made, but, you know, the Bills made their bed and had to lie in it, and the Falcons kicked that field goal to go up 10. They lose 24-14. They fall to 4-2. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you here on a Buffalo Football Monday on a Tuesday. Taking your phone calls. Let's get right back to it. Mike in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Sal. How are you?
Good,
oh
buddy,
boy.
What a
game. A little disappointed in Brandon Bean. The fan base has been yelling at him, get some speed, get some receivers. And he's been, you know, counteract. Well, everybody eats, everybody eats. Everybody doesn't eat. I'm kind of disappointed in how this, you got a unicorn of a quarterback back there in his prime, and you have no homegrown talent coming up outside of Keon Coleman, who I don't think is a number one receiver. He's slow. They're just unathletic. With the exception of Shakir, they're not receiver athletes out there. I mean, I watch these other teams in Jigba, over the top. There's no threat. Even Palmer is limited athletically. I mean, he's probably the best of the bunch, but I mean, they just have no superstar. They have to go out at the deadline and try to acquire one. I don't know how they're going to do it with the cap situation, but they have to attempt it because it's going to be a long, miserable season if they don't get a receiver and get one soon.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Good call. Listen, you're not wrong about the speed point. They need it, and they tried to address it with Elijah Moore. That really hasn't worked out like that. But Elijah Moore said it, he's been okay for them. Wasn't yesterday. I mean, it was a bad miscommunication with him and Josh. Josh Palmer getting hurt really hurt him yesterday, but you're right. They just don't have the thing that we've talked about a lot that they need on offense. And I'm watching the Chiefs, not this game, last week when they're on the night game, and I think that someone said like all their receivers run 4-4 under 4-3, whatever, and it's like, or three of them when you get Rashee Rice in or whatever, and it's like, man, you just have that ability. Now I will tell you, just throwing downfield isn't good enough. You have to complete passes too. Like the Bills did one yesterday early in the game, which was great. Sometimes the Chiefs throw downfield and they're not great at it, and it puts them in a long situation. It's not just as easy as that. But I love the point about the athleticism, even because Shakir, who's a pinball and just bounces off everybody, isn't like a burner. And where are the running backs in the passing game? I don't know what has happened to that. What's happened with the running backs in the passing game? They're just not existent. Touchdown yesterday, Ray Davis in a little rollout. That was nice. I mean, Ty Johnson, who Josh Allen calls the best third down back in the league, yes, partly because he's a great, you know, pass blocker. He's also been great at getting out in space and matches up against linebackers. And when you have a blitz on, it's a great way to get him involved. But I don't know. I mean, there's a lot that goes into every play, right? I know that, and I'll say that as much as anybody. Steve in Virginia. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Sal, how are you doing today?
Okay, buddy.
Hey, just a couple of questions. One is on Brady, because in the past we've seen, you know, Dable go through some lulls where, like, the offense looks a little slow, and then they finally figure it out. We saw Dorsey. He couldn't quite do it, you know, and then he got fired. And now we're seeing, you know, Brady go through the same thing where, like, they're going through a lull. So, I mean, I get it. You know, you start off the season, you have a great game plan, and then after a few games, teams start to figure it out. So if – how long of a leash does Brady have? Like, if he can't figure it out and change things up, like, how – like, does he get the rest of the season? Or are they, you know – Which kind of leads to my second question.
I mean, I don't know the answer, Steve. I don't know the answer. I mean, I'm not the head coach. So, what do you think should happen? How much of a leash? Like, if you're sitting here in 4 weeks and they win a couple games, but they're still struggling or whatever. I mean, last year it was in 2023, it was in like mid November, early November when they fired Ken Dorsey after the Monday night game against the Denver Broncos. You remember that one, right? I don't know the answer to your question, obviously. I don't know. What do you think? Like, how long it should be?
Oh, well, good question. I mean, I think, you know, maybe, like, hey, you know, bye week, see if you can trade for someone possibly or whatever. Because, I mean, I know, hey, don't get me wrong, injuries, but.
Right, but that's a totally different point in question, though.
Yeah, no, we want, like others are saying, it's like, hey, you know, you got to start doing other things. I mean, I coach youth flag football, and I get it because we don't play the same teams. And then after, like, the second or third time playing them, the plays that, you know, I initially had against them weren't working. So it's like you constantly got to change. And, I mean, I can't even imagine doing that at the NFL level. Like, I mean, I know it's tough, and I'm not, you know, trying to be too hard on these guys, but it's a tough job. And then also it's like if we've seen, you know, changes in the past to where, like, when the team, you know, the Bills were in a lull, do you think, like, they're going to try to trade it for someone like how they did last year? Or fire somebody? I mean, I know you can't predict the future, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, there's just a lot of things that go into all that, right? I mean, firing somebody's a big deal and making a change, and you're making a change mid-season.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means... half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I don't know if they're there yet. I don't think so. But right now, I mean, obviously there's a couple issues the last couple weeks with Brady and a couple play calls, and they've done it before. But I mean, I wouldn't predict that's going to happen. And then the other thing about it, Steve, is it's just tough to make a trade with the salary cap. They could do it, but they're going to have to move some things around. I mean, you can't, they're pretty tight against the cap, and you might have to do money in, money out for a trade. And that might be a player out. And I'm sure a lot of you are fine with that, but it's just not as easy as just, you know, going out and grabbing somebody. It's tough. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for being my eyes. And Yeah, it was a disappointing loss last night. First half was horrible as a fan. But my only gripe was, you know, I thought there was going to be a little bit of hope when Russo blocked that kick. And then we got the ball back and that, you know, we got cute, you know, with that third and one. I was, like, disappointed with that. Yeah. That's my only gripe. A lot of people have been talking about it. But let me ask you this question. You know, everybody's talking about receiver, and there's one name that came into my mind, and I don't know how possible this is before the trade deadline. What is the possibility of taking a look at Jerry Jeudy from Cleveland? Would that be possible?
I'll have to look up his contract and take a look at it, but, you know, it's a guy, it's an interesting name, though. I think he's a guy that's been mentioned before a couple years ago, right? He was in a... situation. 3 years, 25, blah, 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 blah. Let me see if this was this year. Just looking at it, I just want to look at his contract details. It's a good name. It's a good name to bring up. I don't know. He's got some void years. He's got 3 years left on a deal, but his base salary is really low, actually. He's only making 1.5 each of the next few years. So there you go. Hey, that's a name you like. Hey, that's an interesting name, Rob.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, you know, nothing changes, you know, and that we know. Yeah. As fans, and you know, and everybody at WGR 550, we all know that something has to change. I'm not the coach, and I don't want to be the coach, and I'm not the GM. You know, I'm just a fan.
Wait, you don't want to be the coach or GM? Come on now. Everybody wants to be the coach.
Absolutely not.
I know.
I get it. No, it's a headache. But, you know, yeah, I'm disappointed as a fan, but, you know, we move forward from this. I didn't like the DNA from last night, but I'm glad that we're going on a bye. That's going to, you know, maybe clear our heads. Hopefully we can put something together against Carolina and push forward. So let's not panic.
Yeah, you got it, Rob. Thanks. I mean, bye week's going to do this team good because they have a lot of injuries. We'll get to that in a little while. First, Jason in West Falls. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Sal. I just want to touch base on the observation I made yesterday based on the first step the offensive line made. It seemed like every single time they took a back step in pass coverage, they were beat. Didn't matter if it was four rushed or a blitz of six, they got home to Josh. However, when they started their momentum going forward with their first step, with James Cook getting the ball, running play action pass, there was positive yards. There was a tendency, I don't know why we abandoned the run game, because that's when the Bills were getting all the positive yards. And if they were going to blitz, I agree with you. What happened to the running back pass, dump, wheel routes, get out of trouble? It was panic mode. They were hiking the ball with 10 to 15 seconds left on the play clock, trying to rush when they needed to slow down. Our offensive line was gassed, and we could have won that game at the line of scrimmage if we were under center and we just pushed. But as soon as the Falcons saw we were in an obvious passing formation, they blitzed, they put the pressure on, and our guys were going backwards and the pocket was collapsing. And I think it's something that we, you know, the strength of our offensive line. Yes, they were really good at pass blocking last year. Maybe it's different, but I don't know. I saw Deion Dawkins winded, ankles twisted, Connor McGovern getting ran into his knee, and they're all trying to stop 6-5-4 pass rushers, and they couldn't do it. However, when they ran the ball, they got 2 yards, they got 3 yards, they got 6 yards. They were moving the chains, and if they just kept that north-south play scheme going, I think they could have grinded out that game. And that's all I thought I saw yesterday, observation-wise.
I like it, Jason. I'm pretty much with you. You know, going into the game, I tweeted before the game yesterday afternoon that the Falcons blitz more than any team in the league by a wide margin. They're 44%, and they're good at it. They get to the quarterback. The Bills would know that. And they also, by the way, had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. You'd think they didn't scheme some stuff up? Absolutely they did. They had exotic blitzes. But I agree with you. You know, the best way to counter that? Keep running the ball. And they were running the ball well. First drive of the second half, they go right down the field. They score. I would have loved to see more of that. Good call, Jason. I appreciate it. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll come back. We'll get to your injury update because on the Barnes Firm injury report, there are quite a few names. So I'll try to run through them. We'll give you an update on that and what it might hold for the next couple of weeks. But more of your phone calls. Load them up. We got Alex and Billy and Curtis on the line. We got more of your phone calls on the way at 803-0550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday on a Tuesday.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.